Congratulations to you, my esteemed, amazing listeners, as we stand on the cusp of a monumental milestone, the 100th episode of the I Digress podcast. This journey, from our very first episode, You Found Troy, to now unlocking our 100th has been nothing short of extraordinary. And it's all because of your unwavering support, engagement, and passion for all things growth, strategy, culture, and Troy constantly I digressing. But then again, I digress. From the outset, I digress was born out of a desire to demystify the complex world of business growth, making it accessible, understandable, and actionable for everyone, regardless of your background, your business stage, your status, whether you're a marketing juggernaut or you're trying to learn enough of it to apply to whatever you have the passion and the purpose to do. Through this podcast, I've aimed to disrupt the conventional pathways to success, offering a blend of simplicity, dynamic energy, cultural richness, and together, we've explored innovative strategies, marketing frameworks, sales tactics, a ton of mnemonics, a ton of acronyms, and all these different things to help propel businesses forward. I really wanted to take this time to just talk and express my gratitude for every single one of you. It means the world to me that I get on this mic, I edit, I distribute, and people listen. Here's to celebrating this incredible milestone together and many more episodes of growth, innovation, and success to go. And before we go in deep on this episode, I just want to acknowledge you and take this amount of time to say thank you. And to let you know, the I Digress podcast, as you know it, may be changing. But for the better, stay tuned. Have you ever wondered what unicorns eat for breakfast? Okay, to be honest, I don't actually know. But what I do know and what I can tell you, something equally as interesting and unicorn related. Here are the facts. Over 20% of all unicorn startups are using HubSpot. HubSpot's all-in-one platform levels up your sales, your software, and your support so you can grow beyond your wildest dreams. Cue the Taylor Swift reference. Boosting leads and ramping sales along the way. They even have a constantly evolving collection of resources to help startups scale. Plus, with the HubSpot for Startups program, trust me, you can save up to 90% off your first year. To see if you're eligible to save on HubSpot, visit HubSpot.com/startups. I know this 100th episode has taken a little while to create. Rumor has it, I went through a lot of things, and I will talk about that in the later episodes of I Digress. When I started this podcast, I was very green. It was a whole new way for me to articulate myself. And over the course of all these episodes, as I have literally gone back and the cringe set in, it has been a journey to see the progression of articulation, of thought, of depth, of trying out new things. I mean, if you are OG I Digress listeners, then you know because of this podcast, I have built 3 businesses during the time of this podcast. I wrote a book, Strategize Up, through at least 75% was derived from the series of episodes of I Digress. I've spoken on stages. I've acquired clients because of this podcast. And no, podcasting is not easy. Podcasting is incredibly difficult. I started this podcast right next to the kitchen. The small little area is probably like 6 feet of diameter. And I'd have to unplug the refrigerator to eliminate the noise. And I would do my best of recording. I've had celebrities mention me, marketing thought leaders who I looked up to mention me and echo, we've listened to the podcast. And as I reflect, who would have thought a little nobody like me who decided to do a podcast in the middle of a pandemic would see so much direct and indirect success come from it? From being named the top solo hosted marketing podcast twice by Zapier to our nomination for the Webby Awards. But each accolade has not really been a testament to me, but it's been a testament to you and the collective energy and commitment of the Outagress community. Having the podcast be part of the Hustle Podcast Network and being able to tap into their expansive distribution has only amplified our message, literally empowering us to potentially reach millions of listeners worldwide. Not to mention, we're approaching 750,000 downloads on the journey to literally a million downloads for I Digress in itself. To be frank with you, your enthusiasm, your feedback, your tweets, your tags, your text messages, your emails, literally people have echoed the podcast while on stages, on live streams, in their own podcasts and experiences has been very humbling. And it's been the very fuel that has kept this podcast going this long. With every download, with every share, with every review, with every 5-star rating, has not only contributed to me modifying and adapting the direction of this podcast, but it's a reflection of the evolution of this podcast as well as myself. But I digress.
What's up, digital world? You're listening to the I Digress audio experience with Troy Sandage. Social media, marketing, storytelling, business, culture, and more. Coming to you in 3, 2, 1.
I've been trying to figure out what to call this episode. I think people were expecting me to have a barrage of people on the show. I thought about it. People thought I would do a montage pulling in different sound bites from all 99 episodes to fill in the 100th episode. That's a lot of work. But if an editor wants to employ that, I'm all ears. Be more than happy to give you a shout out and some love. But I think I'm going to keep it simple. Just how when I started this podcast, I literally kept it simple. As you all know, the podcast had 3 rules. Number 1, never longer than 30 minutes. Number 2, be unapologetically myself. And number 3, give energy, give value, give insights, give. And when you don't know what else to do, give some more. And I believe consistently over these journey of episodes, I've done that. Because at the end of the day, you, my listeners, are the very reason any of this has been possible and why I've kept going. Because there's been 4 very specific instances where I wanted to stop, where I was going to stop, and found the strength to keep going. Not to date this episode, but I recently was the keynote speaker at an event, and I'll talk more on that particular experience in a later episode. So all those who were hoping this episode was going to be it, you'll have to wait a little bit longer. I apologize, but I digress. But the journey of getting prepared for that event and the journey it took me to get to that event and the journey it took me to actually fulfill my obligation at that event were monumentally difficult. And I think about that moment and I apply it to this podcast as a reflection of anyone who is building some type of medium, some type of content distribution of your brand to a community as an asset, as a mechanism to build community, to drive advocacy, to increase awareness in the hopes of opportunities to come from that, clients, maybe even sponsorships, whatever the equivalent value of whatever medium you're trying to do is, stay with me here. At the end of the day, people tuned in, people listened, people engaged, people broke the fourth wall and talked with me and echoed me for potential clients or opportunities or partnerships because I was being authentically me. And no matter what industry you are in, no matter what you're selling, no matter what you're trying to push, people value authenticity over everything else because authenticity literally creates a safe space of trust and unequivocally aligns with the expectation of consistently getting what you're going to get. And even though I have tried different things on the podcast, you've literally seen me grow and evolve as a marketer, as a business owner, as a speaker, as an author, as a man, as a human on this planet. And that has something that people respect. When you think of consumption and you think of entertainment of any type or education of any type, I don't take for granted you are literally taking time to listen and engage with what I am saying. Do you know what that really means? Not to make this very awkward for those who are listening to me right now in your headphones or speaker, car, wherever you're at, but I digress. You're choosing to exchange time to hear what I have to say. And I tell everybody who wants to start a business, who is in business, or trying to grow their business, that is simply, humbly, one of the most powerful direct experiences you can have. I'm at a point now, and if you've been listening from the very beginning of this podcast, it's kind of like any comedian who's made it, or any actor or actress that's made it, air quotes. I'll never forget when I saw Kevin Hart, and he walked out on stage. The man didn't say anything. He just walked out on stage, and we just all started laughing. I'll never forget, I saw Denzel Washington in Equalizer 3. You see him make a face, and we're already excited. I'll never forget, because of my amazing wife, who made it possible for my birthday, to see Steph Curry play. He took the ball up the court. I was already excited. He didn't even do anything yet. Denzel didn't say anything yet. Kevin Hart didn't say anything yet. But because of the body of work and the relationship and the expectation of them being authentically themselves, stay with me here, we build this relationship, this rapport. And these people don't know me. Just like most of you who listen to my podcast, I probably don't know you, but I appreciate you. But stay with me. It's that type of relationship building equity through whatever medium you choose is going to sustainably create the impulse of people wanting to know what you have to say, wanting to know what you have to sell, wanting to know what you have to give to the world. This is your platform. Share it. We'll listen. We'll cheer you on. We'll support you in any way we see fit because of the body of work. Talking Too Loud, hosted by Chris Savage, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this podcast, Chris Savage, Wistia CEO and aka the loudest talker ever, takes you inside the minds of entrepreneurs as they share the hilarious, informative, and most challenging aspects of building more human brands. What does it mean to build more human brands? How do you formulate that? How do you construct that? And how do you tell the world about it? Well, I don't know. You should go check out Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage wherever you get your podcasts. People look at the best athletes and it's like, wow. They've done this in the game, crunch time, amazing. But what they didn't see is the endless hours of practice, of failure. Again, ESPN Top 10 shows you those critical top-level highlights. But what about all the times they took the shot and they missed? What about all the opportunities that they went on the talent agent that people decided not to choose them? And then one day you look up and they're the next biggest thing in Hollywood. People who might have changed in their careers, people forget about them. The one day they see them, they're running a whole new business and they're doing phenomenally well. You see, we love an underdog. We love a comeback story. Why? Because every one of us has experienced a downfall. And we like the idea that if we believe in ourselves, push ourselves to that next level, with the help of our community and determination and grit. Remember grit? Greatness requires internal transformation. Yeah, I do too. Episode 17, I believe. Go check it out. we can actually overcome and achieve feats we'd never achieved before. I'll never forget, and yeah, I might be a little petty, a little bitter, but we're going to talk about it. I Digress was nominated for a Webby in the creative category, specifically the creativity and marketing podcast category. And again, the Webby Awards has like 14,000 entries across all 50 states and 70 countries, and we were leading until like the last like 2 days. I was runner-up in a Webby-nominated category for my podcast that wasn't even like 2 years old. How did we get here? Who would have thought? And then having my little podcast be picked up by the HubSpot Podcast Network, forever grateful for the expansion and the opportunities that partnership has allowed me. If I would have stopped at episode 7, when I only had like 150 downloads, if I would have stopped at episode 30, when I just started with the HubSpot Podcast Network episode 27, I was worried about getting my podcast downloads up to the certain level per our agreement. And I had a sense of, for some people who say imposter syndrome or doubt, insecurity, whatever you want to call it. And I wasn't sure about myself. And lo and behold, we just kept moving forward. The vision I had of pursuing the blueprint that I built and established for myself, if I would have opened the door for guests at the time I was building the podcast equity and discovering myself in this new level. Literally, when I started the podcast, I was really known for being a social media marketer. And now, episode 100, I have done above and beyond, going into growth strategy, revenue ops, sales ops. Sure, social media is a nucleus and a core of mine as a medium, as a distribution, as a channel, but oh my goodness, there's so much more levels I have pushed myself to evolve in. Now, breadcrumb, I am going to talk about HubSpot's State of Marketing 2024 report in an upcoming episode where they talk about how, because of third-party data being cookieless now in the universe, is going aside, the only way source of real truth is through first party data and social media collection, which means now that people are going away from Google search and using Reddit and YouTube and TikTok as their choice of search for anything at this point, that means social media isn't just an awareness play. Social media is a search engine play, which puts higher depth on content creation. Stay with me here. Which through this podcast, my podcast, literally my podcast, I Digress, has its own knowledge panel in Google. I have done enough episodes now, which I guess at this point syndication vibes, that I am now accredited in levels that now you can search and find episodes per what you're trying to do. The volume play consistently over time does pay off. I said all that to say, social media is evolving in itself of what it once was. So look forward to that episode in the future. I built off social. I evolved. I changed. Strategy Hacker was born while doing this podcast experience. My next levels of public speaking was through this podcast experience. Me becoming an MC 2 times for Inbound, humbly, was one of the greatest moments of my career. And it was something I've never done before. But shout out to Christina Garnett and Courtney and all of those who gave me the opportunity. Shout out to Alana, Carly, and Marie, and all those on the network who have, from day one, they knew my stance. They knew how I was going to approach my podcast, and they let me do it. Instead of forcing me to change how I ran the podcast, they helped me enhance for an optimal experience from my titles and headlines. Again, for those who remember, I used to do hashtags, which aren't searchable. They're all just one word. Silly me, trying to be overly creative and not functional, challenging me to how to reach new listeners when I hit certain plateaus. Embracing the fact that the way I was garnering more listeners was simply through conferences and speaking and events. I'm animated. I'm a performer at heart. And that allowed the opportunity for people to listen to my podcast. All of this to say, whatever it is in your heart and mind to create, to do, I won't get up and tell you you're going to love it every day. I literally haven't posted an episode in like 50 days because of life, things I could not control. But we get back up, we reset ourselves, and I'm showing up. I'm here with you in this moment. And maybe you might have thought, Troy, this episode feels a little lackluster. Well, let me tell you something. Remember when I said earlier about the practices? I've made 4 other 100th episode recordings before this one. One of them, the audio was shot from the beginning. Couldn't use it. Second one, the audio was okay, but it didn't feel like me for like the genuine, usual energy of me. Third one, I forced it. Y'all don't deserve that. So here we are on the 4th iteration, and I felt, let's keep it classy. Let's keep it simple. I was trying to do too much. Instead of me trying to jam-pack everything for a 100th episode extravaganza, I almost felt like, let's just strip everything down and give you a more a cappella or acoustic performance equivalation, if you will. And I hope you're okay with it. I hope you're like, that's Troy. That's authentically him. I think back to so many people who have echoed the praise and have echoed how the podcast has given them value, helped them start businesses, grow businesses, inspired them. And thank you for my listeners. And I'm actually going to take time to spotlight a lot of people in the future. Even read back a lot of the reviews that I had over the years. And so if you haven't left a review, if you want to give your flowers to the podcast, tag me, let me know, and I will give you a shout out in a future episode of I Digress. As we come into a close, because I want to fulfill what I started, like Green Arrow, I had a list. For those who watched the CW Arrow Universe, Arrowverse back in the day, you know what I'm talking about, but I digress. No longer than 30 minutes, unapologetically myself, and to give insights and value. So the takeaway for this episode, consistency doesn't have to be per week, per day, per month, necessarily. Consistently is just showing up whenever you are able to, in many cases. We're human. We're not robots. Yes, would it be great to do it every day? Sometimes life gets in the way. Sometimes we juggle so many things. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we have to learn how to surpass our feeling of it for discipline's sake. I'm not here to make anyone feel guilty. I'm not here to make anyone feel inadequate. I'm here to let you know this is me being human and you are human. And I can list out my things. We're getting close to 750,000 downloads. I'm a 2-time solo hosted marketing podcast, Corner Zapier, top 25 digital marketing podcasts all time, top 100 social media podcasts all time, top 100 sales podcasts all time by Good Pods. That was 15, 41, and 40 respectively. Top 100 black business podcasts. And the list goes on and on. I can list all these things, but they don't happen if I don't continue to show up whenever I'm available to do so. You see, the outcomes and the accolades come while you're putting in the work. It's not like I woke up one day and knew all these other things was going to happen when I started. All I thought about every time I went to this mic, those who are repeat listeners, those who are new listeners, would they identify with me? Would they vibe with me? Will it feel like we're talking like we in the barbershop? Will it feel like we on a road trip talking about insights and things to grow our businesses? Would it feel like we just having a good time, chilling, safe space? Will it feel like this person gets me? We just vibing. That's always been the day one goal, and that is still the goal for now. Now, I said before, and I'll say it again, things are changing on the I Digress podcast experience, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you like it, and for those who've been screaming for certain things, it will happen. It will happen. It is happening. I've reached my goal. The goal was 100 episodes in this particular way, in this particular experience, and I've done that. Now, I'm not saying we won't continue this trend. All I'm saying is, there will be new value, new additions, and new experiences. And that's all because of you. And I'm thankful for you, every single one of you. To my father, who listens to every episode I've ever done multiple times and will tell me if it's a hit or miss and will actually give me better notes about my podcast episodes than myself, thank you. To my mother, appreciate you. Again, I did this podcast to prove I can't articulate. You always push me. To my wife, Yvette, goodness, especially in the early years where you had to hide in the room because I needed quiet. Thank you for your patience and for your unwavering support of me doing this thing. Thank you to all of my sponsors who've ever sponsored an episode of I Digress. Thank you to future sponsors who I do have some slots open, especially now with some new changes. You may enjoy it and like it. Email, reach out to me, troy@findtroy.com. But most importantly, to you, my listeners, who made all of this remotely possible, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you, and I'm empowered by you. And I think what we have learned throughout all this is that whether you're trying to explore marketing or sales or business tactics. To be good at anything, to become great at something, to be considered a top persona of something. It all buckles down to the experience you create with those who engage with you, the community that stands behind you, and the advocates that go before you. And so hold on to that, take that in, activate it, and I'll see you next time.
And that's a wrap. We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Digress. What was your takeaway? Care to share your thoughts and tag Troy on social media? You can find him on all platforms at Find Troy. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review or comment for this episode from wherever you're listening. Looking for a marketing strategist to build the structure, strategies, and systems you need to get the success you want and the ROI you desire in your business? Book a discovery call to talk with Troy at findtroy.com. And as Troy's philosophy goes, imagination is the engine, content is the fuel, social media is the highway, marketing is the roadmap, sales is the destination, culture is the GPS. Thanks for listening.